Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our Beginner English Podcast. It's great to have you with us today.
Hi, everyone. It's wonderful to be back here with you all. I am so excited for our topic today.
I'm James, and with me today, as always, is the fantastic Rachel. We have a truly exciting story for you.
That's right, James. Today, we are going on a big adventure. We're talking about a very famous legend, a truly old story from history.
This story is full of mystery, old secrets, and a lot of gold. Are you ready for some adventure?
Oh, absolutely. Our topic today is The Legend of El Dorado's Gold. It's a classic story from the world of myths and legends.
Imagine a place. This place is filled with shiny, beautiful gold. It is hidden far, far away in a secret land.
Many, many people dreamed of finding this amazing place. They wanted to discover its treasure.
What do you think, Rachel? If you heard about a place like this, would you go looking for it? Would you try to find it?
Oh, I would absolutely go looking for it. Who wouldn't want to find ancient, valuable treasure? It sounds like a dream.
But we need to be careful. This story is more than just finding gold. It's about a king, a special ceremony, and a beautiful lake.
Yes, it is a very interesting story with many parts. So let's begin our journey into the legend of El Dorado.
When people hear the name El Dorado, they often think of a lost city. They imagine a whole city made of pure gold hidden in the jungle.
Yes, that is a common idea. But that is not exactly what El Dorado was in the beginning. The name El Dorado actually means the golden one in the Spanish language.
It's important to remember that it referred to a person, not a place. It was a king or a chief, a very important leader.
Yes, exactly. This chief was part of a group of people called the Muisca. They were a very old civilization.
The Muisca people lived a very long time ago. Their home was in what is now Colombia, a country in South America.
The legend says that this Muisca chief did something very special. He covered his entire body in shining gold dust.
Imagine that for a moment. A chief, a powerful leader, literally covered from head to toe in gold dust. He would shine so brightly, like the sun.
This was not just for show. This was for a very important and sacred ceremony, a special ritual for his people. It happened often.
It tells us how incredibly important gold was to them. It wasn't just for money or for buying things.
No, not at all. For the Muisca people, gold had a very deep spiritual meaning. It was connected to their gods and their beliefs.
So, to summarize for our listeners today, El Dorado was first a golden chief, a person, not a golden city. This chief was from the Muisca people.
And the Muisca people lived in South America, in the area we now call Colombia. That's a very important first step in understanding the legend.
Now, let's talk more about this special ritual. Where did this golden chief go for his important ceremony?
He went to a sacred lake, a very holy place for his people. This lake is called Lake Guadavita.
Lake Guadavita is a real place. It is in the high mountains of Colombia, surrounded by beautiful nature.
Yes, it is a truly beautiful and mysterious place, even today. On the day of the ceremony, the chief would prepare himself.
He would get onto a special raft. This raft was made for the ceremony and would float on the water.
The chief, covered in gold dust, would also wear beautiful jewels. He had many gold ornaments on his body.
With him on the raft were other very important Muisca leaders. They would all go together to the center of the lake.
Once they reached the very middle of the lake, a very powerful moment happened. The chief would make an offering.
He would offer precious gold and shining emeralds to the gods. He would throw these valuable items into the water, into the lake.
This was a way to give thanks to their gods. Or sometimes it was to ask for good things, like a good harvest for their crops.
It was a very special and important moment for his people. They believed it brought good fortune and pleased the gods.
So, this was not about hiding gold for people to find later. It was about giving it away as a sacred offering. It was a gift to their gods.
Yes, it shows a very different idea of wealth and spirituality than we might think today. They valued giving more than keeping.
Lake Guadavita is still there today, and it is still a beautiful place. It is quiet and seems to be keeping its ancient secrets.
The story of the Golden Chief and the lake began to spread. It reached the ears of Spanish explorers many, many years ago.
These Spanish explorers came to South America hundreds of years ago. They were searching for new lands to explore.
And, of course, they were searching for gold. Gold was very important to them, and they wanted to find a lot of it.
When they heard about a chief who covered himself in gold, their imaginations went wild. They became very excited.
They started to believe there was not just a golden chief, but an entire city, a whole city made of gold.
They imagined this golden city hidden deep in the thick jungle or high in the mountains. They also called this imagined city El Dorado.
Many Spanish explorers spent years searching for this mythical golden city. They devoted their lives to this search.
They explored vast forests, climbed tall mountains, and sailed down long rivers. They looked everywhere they could imagine.
But they never found it. They searched and searched, but they found nothing. This was because it wasn't a city.
That's right. It was not a real city. It was a ritual and a chief. And that's why it remains a legend to this very day.
Some of the Muisca's real gold artifacts have been found in the lake over the years. These findings show the truth behind parts of the original story.
But the Golden City, the one the Spanish explorers dreamed of, was just a dream. It was a legend, not a real place.
So, to wrap up our golden journey today, remember these important things. El Dorado began as a golden chief.
This chief was from the Muisca people, an ancient group in South America. He was a very important leader.
He performed a very special ceremony at Lake Guadavita. This was a sacred offering.
He would offer valuable gold and emeralds to his gods by throwing them into the beautiful lake.
Later, Spanish explorers heard the story, but they misunderstood it. They searched for a golden city.
But they never found this city because it was only a legend, a story, not a real place hidden in the jungle.
It's a truly wonderful story about history, about old beliefs, and about the spirit of adventure.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of our Beginner English Podcast. We hope you enjoyed learning about the legend of El Dorado's gold.
We hope you learned some new words and practiced your English with us today. It's always a pleasure to share these stories.
Join us next time for more interesting stories and to practice your English even more. We love having you here.
Join us next time for more interesting stories and to practice your English even more. We love having you here.
Goodbye for now, everyone. Keep practicing your English.
Bye, everyone. See you next time.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.